It is. And in fact, I can tell you that the domestic relations bar, among attorneys, in other words, has been watching this closely. And the reason that it's of interest around the country is that, you know, the divorce laws of Missouri, or rather of Oklahoma, are not that different from those in many states. And in this case, you have an asset that had appreciated a lot in value. And the question became, you know, is this a marital asset or is this a separate asset?
Well, he apparently, Mr. Hamm, acquired the Bacon Shale in North Dakota and Montana while they were married. So that's a marital asset. So that should be split, should it not?
Well, but he acquired it in the context of the oil company. But also, the law makes a distinction between assets that are that you held before the marriage, which are separate, and that gain value passively. So the bulk of his investments were made through his separate asset, meaning his shares in this company that he owned, which is Continental Resources. And if it's something that you earn by the sweat of your brow, like salary and other things, well, those things clearly are marital assets. So the question became, what is the nature of this, you know, incredible appreciation and value that occurred from this North Dakota oil field investment?
So I know nearly $1 billion sounds like a lot of money, but his fortune is estimated at $17.6 billion. So this is just a small hit for him. He didn't seem too disappointed by it. Is this fair to her?
Well, it is fair to her. I mean, and if you think about it, she came on board in, I think, 88. He already owned this company, participated in lots of income that's come in along the way.
We're speaking with Joe Cardell with Cordell & Cordell about the huge divorce settlement in Oklahoma. And should this make men and women with a lot of money quake in their boots and make sure that they actually get a prenup agreement and one signed?
Yeah, I think increasingly I can tell you as a divorce lawyer that around the country our attorneys are seeing more people who have an interest in prenuptial agreements. And the thing is, courts are willing to enforce them now. So, yeah, that's definitely a lesson that people who have assets or expect to have them should learn.
Mr. Cordell, thanks for joining us on Colorado's Afternoon News. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.